describe the known problems of each of forward, backwards, and forward stepwise procedures. What does it mean to say the decisions at each step of these procedures are both statistic and numeric, and it's the numeric part that causes the problems? Forward modeling has the problem of over-inclusion. Once a variable is in the model, it's in the model forever, whether or not it continues to contribute. The other known problem with forward prediction is that the first predictor into the model can have an influence on all the other predictors that come into the model. Where you start dictates where you end up. Backwards modeling shares the problem that wherever you start can drive wherever you end up. So the first variable that you throw out of that model has an influence on what variables get thrown out subsequently. The other known problem with backwards modeling is under-inclusion. Variables that don't contribute in a larger model may contribute if brought back into a smaller model, but once you're out forever. Stepwise has a procedure that guarantees no over-inclusion and guarantees no under-inclusion. When you're all done, everything in the model contributes and nothing else would contribute if added. However, you still have the problem that where you start and the early steps in modeling drive what comes after that and drives the final model that you get. Because they start in different places, they often end up in different places. What does it mean to say that the decisions at each step are both statistical and numeric? Whether you're about to add or delete an item, there's always a two-step process. First, identify the candidates for that inclusion or deletion. And that's based on significance tests. The only candidates for exclusion are the variables that don't contribute to the model. The only candidates for inclusion are the variables that do contribute to the model. And then things go badly, because we make our decision among the candidates numerically. If we're going to drop an item, we pick the numerically largest p-value. That value that is numerically most likely to not belong, but not significantly more likely to not belong than the others. If we're going to add a variable, we take that variable of the candidates that has the largest partial. So it is numerically going to give us a larger R square than each of the others, but not significantly. And that means we're splitting hairs. We're splitting hairs without a test of statistical reliability of that hair splitting. You couple that with the problem that each step in any modeling drives the steps that follow it, and if you're splitting hairs, then those hairs lead to other splittings, to other splittings, to other splittings, and sometimes you end up with models that just don't make any sense theoretically, which is the point. These procedures were not developed for theoretical model construction. They were designed to build efficient models with the largest possible R-square and the least number of predictors. They actually work pretty well for that as long as you're willing to tinker a little bit. Yeah.